Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
This is how you feeling, boss? Saturday vibe. At least it's sunny out. It's not that cold, but warmer weather on the way. And later sunsets. I mean, yesterday it was gray all day, and then the sun started setting, and then the sky turned pink and orange and baby blue. I was like, all right, that gives me some hope that, like, you know, we're going to have more of those coming up. Keith McPherson on The Fan, and you just heard the update. It's 4-0 Cardinals versus Mets. Maybe you don't want to watch that. It just doesn't go, like, you get so excited to watch, and I know it's spring training, but if you're a Mets fan, it's just not going to help your mood as you're thinking about Kodai Senga and Pete Alonso maybe not being a Met, whatever. On the Yankee side, the Yankee fan, of course, can't watch the game right now, but the Yankees are rolling. It's 6-2 in the top of the third. And it's like, I mean, everybody's getting some. As I was on Twitter, I'm like, man, why? Like, I'm looking at Talking Yanks, right? Talking Yanks used to work with John Boy and those guys. They do the best job as far as, like, okay, you can't watch the game, but these guys probably have some type of radio call from Detroit. They're playing the Tigers. And they are giving you live tweets. So they're live tweeting the game, and I've been watching them, and they're like, Volpe leads off with a single. Obviously, that's going to hype up the Yankee fans. See, Volpe's got to be the leadoff hitter, bro. If we really want this team to go, Volpe's got to be the leadoff hitter, then Soto, then Judge. If you ask me, I say give the young man a couple months, right, lower in the lineup, maybe even at 9, and keep him there until he forces you to raise him higher. And even then, don't put him in the leadoff spot until you absolutely have to. DJ LeMahieu, I think, will get the first crack at it. Alex Verdugo has experience doing it in Boston. Gleyber Torres has experience doing it here in the Bronx. Don't force Volpe into that position until he forces your hand. Anyway, so Volpe stole a bag. His first bag of the spring. Leadoff single, steals a bag. I'm telling you, that kid has never been a bum. So if a lot of you were thinking last year, oh, this kid isn't as good as... Yeah, he was a 21-turning-22-year-old shortstop for the Yankees that grew up rooting for the Yankees, became Derek Jeter after watching Derek Jeter. Give him some time. So then the Yankees continue on, and we've got Luis Gil out there. We've got Trent Grisham. Don't forget about Trent Grisham. Everybody wants to say, oh, well, how's it going to work with Aaron Judge playing center field? Trent Grisham is on the team. Mets fans are very familiar with him. He hits a three-run bomb, and Luis Gil gets a 1-2-3 first inning, and as Yankee fans are clamoring for Blake Snell, and we see the Mets already tapping into their depth with Tyler McGill, Luis Gil 2 years ago as a first-time young guy breaking into the league, he showed us something, and he had Tommy John, and if he comes back this year and still has it, you can expect to see him. There's some other guys you can expect to see. So I won't give you the live play-by-play, but check out Talking Yanks if you want to get, you know, any kind of insight. And the Yankees have put out a couple things too, but Talking Yanks is literally live tweeting the game, telling you what's happening. 877 337-6666. Luis Torrens singles. Everson Pereira leads off the third with a single. Oscar Gonzalez, the SpongeBob guy. They had cut him and let him go, but he's a spring training invite. I call him the SpongeBob guy because he used to play for the Guardians and come out to the SpongeBob song. And if you remember the ALDS in 2022, he was pretty clutch for the Guardians against the Yankees. But yes, the Yankees are up, and they're bullying the Tigers 6-2 right now. I'll keep my eyes on game dates, the middle of the third inning. 877-337-6666. We have live baseball on our screens with the Mets playing right now. The Yankees are playing down there against the Tigers. It just feels right. It's time. Hockey. The Devils are about to start over there in Newark against the Canadiens. I'll keep eyes on that. We can watch that game. And then in an hour, the Rangers look to continue their winning streak and make it 10. They'll be on national television back-to-back. Weekends against the Flyers. The Flyers will also be on national television back-to-back. Weekends, ABC and ESPN+. We'll keep eyes on both of those games. They'll be on while I'm on. But let's get back to you. On the phones, everybody is calling up to talk Mets and Yankees. Let's go to Steve in Rockland on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Keith, how's it going?
Good. Happy to be here. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, Keith. First, let me start with Soto.
Soto. Yes, sir.
Now, here we go. Here we go. Now.
Okay.
Hal Steinbrenner. Yes. His title is managing partner. Am I correct?
He owns the team. Yeah.
Right. He's the majority. But look who he's in partnership with. He's in partnership with Amazon, with Bezos, with Murdoch money. And I have to believe, tell me what you think, I have to believe before they made the trade, when the trade was imminent, he called his partners, his financial partners, and said, look, we don't want this to be 1 year. We're going to have to allocate major funds moving forward. We're going to want to retain him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I just don't think the Yankees would have made that trade if that wasn't understood. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I don't know if the conversation had to do with Jeff Bezos or Murdoch or anybody else. I think the conversation had to do with the fact that they gave up Michael King, Kyle Higashioka, Johnny Brito, Randy Vatt. Like, they gave up a lot of players that played for them last year and could help this team this year. And if you give up that much for one guy and Trent Grisham, you got to retain that guy. And I think they have every plan and expectation and everything. They're going to do everything in their power to keep him in pinstripes and pay him whatever it is they have to pay him.
And I just think once the regular season begins and he gets to Yankee Stadium and he feels all the Dominican love that is,
yeah.
I don't think he's going to want to leave. I could be wrong about that too. But now I want to get to Alonso, because this is the thing, okay? And I think you might, you know, as a fellow Yankee fan, let him come to the Yankees.
What?
I would love to see that guy.
Pete Alonso?
Inserted. Yes.
Nah, he's got too much Mr. Met in that polar bear blood. He loves New York, but he wouldn't come to the other side.
You don't think that if the Mets would disrespect him in such a way, Sevy did it. And Sevy's a Yankee, you know.
Steve, I gotta let you go, man. Sevy did it. Stop that. All right, let's backtrack a little bit. Let's start with Soto. We'll go to Alonso, and then we'll laugh about the Sevy thing. Sevy did not do it. Sevy didn't even finish the season last year. Actually, let's get it out of the way now. Sevy was terrible. He's the worst pitcher in baseball. He admitted it himself. And then he finished the season on the IL, contract done. The Mets did it. Sevy didn't do it. The Mets came up to Sevy early. It was so early in the offseason. Didn't that happen in like November? We'll take you. $13 million, without a doubt. I can stay in my same house in New York and play in the major leagues and make $13 million this year. There's nowhere else I'm even talking to. So that is not the same as Pete Alonso hitting free agency and signing with the New York Yankees. Now we'll work backwards. You remember when Aaron Judge, and that's the comp. You remember when Aaron Judge was a free agent? And earlier in the show, I listed the San Diego Padres bidded on him with $400 million. He was never going there. I'm not sure the numbers that the San Francisco Giants put out. And I also just read an alert that J.D. Martinez turned down an offer from the San Francisco Giants. So who knows how much he's looking for? I bet you David Stearns knows how much he's looking for. So that's a no-go. But Judge turned down offers from the Padres, from the Giants. And he signed with the Yankees, the team that drafted him, developed him, the team that he broke records with, won a Rookie of the Year MVP with, had been with. We never heard of Steve Cohen and the Mets pursuing him. We never heard an offer. We never heard a meeting. What we heard was there was a handshake agreement between Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen. Hey, we get it that you are the richest owner in the sport. You've got billions, but stay out of this. This is our guy, right? You're new in the game here. I don't know how the conversation went, but I think Hal Steinbrenner and Steve being familiar with each other, I think there was a handshake agreement that you're not even going to bid for our guy. Don't do that. Don't do that. We share this town, but like, please don't step in and try and complicate this any further. That's something you don't want to do. And speaking of something you don't want to do, I don't think that there was even a thought in Judge's brain of putting on that Mets jersey and that Mets hat. Now, when I talk about Pete Alonso going to, I don't see it at all. And I know some of you are doing that. I get it. Alonso to the Yankees next year makes sense for you because Anthony Rizzo is done. No, this guy is the face of the Mets franchise. He potentially can stay with the Mets and retire as the best position player they ever had. It would make no sense for him to join the Yankees unless he's that spiteful and the Yankees want to do it. But I think there'll be a handshake agreement that, hey, don't do that. Don't pursue our guy. They have Juan Soto to pursue in the offseason. That's going to be the Yankees' big move of next year's offseason. Spoiler alert, everyone, $600 million to Juan Soto.
Here's what I say about Alonso to the Yankees. It does make sense from a baseball point of view. I actually wonder, from a Mets perspective, and it has to deal with the Yankees, is David Stearns and Steve Cohen married to signing only one of Pete Alonso or Juan Soto?
If that's the case. It's Pete Alonso.
See, it's Juan Soto all day for me.
No, but it's not going to be. Because again, if we go back to these handshake agreements, and now I'll finish my point going off of Steve's call. He started with Juan Soto. Like, I don't know why every single day I just heard John Harper and Joe Beningo talk about going for Juan Soto next year.
It's a realistic option.
What in the hell makes you guys think, with the current state of the Mets, the Milwaukee Mets, that Juan Soto is going to want to leave what's going on right now with the Yankees, no matter how the seasons go on, no matter what happens, no matter how many games the Yankees win, the Mets? What makes you think that this guy is going to say, I'd rather go over there and join this mess? $600 million? Oh, no, if it's $700 million.
Right. I think it makes sense that maybe Steve Cohen and David Stearns are saying, we only can have one of those guys.
So we're going to outbid the Yankees, right, for Juan Soto. Whatever they say, yep, we're going to add $50 million to
add
it.
Add $50 million, whatever it is. And honestly, no. It makes Juan Soto. Now, Juan Soto is perfect on any team. I understand that. But from a Mets perspective, I mean, he really fits like perfectly.
Okay, so from a Yankee perspective, just look at the guy. He shows up day one with a RotoWear shirt that says the generational Juan Soto in Yankees colors. He talked about how it's going to feel like home, how it's going to be electric in that stadium. De Lo Mio Personal, he's Dominican. I don't know how often y'all are in the Bronx, but I'm in the Bronx a lot over the last 10 years, and not just at the stadium. If you walk the streets, if you don't, like, I used to not have the privilege of parking in the garage where the media members park. I used to just park in the Bronx. I could park up as far as 170th Street. And when you're walking and you see there are guys playing dominoes on the street, there are guys drinking and smoking and having a regular summer day. Dominicans are out there playing their music from a jukebox. It is a Dominican area. The food, you can go find the food that you like around there. I think that's something that Robinson Cano told him. And ding, there's another thing. Robinson Cano, he said, was his favorite player growing up. His dad is a Yankees fan. I tell y'all every night that I'm on, there's a picture of the first time his dad got to come to Yankee Stadium because the Nationals were playing the Yankees. He printed out a sign that said, "Yo, soy Yankee fan," had a Yankee hat, a Yankee jersey, and he made it clear to everyone, "I'm just here to root for number 22 Juan Soto, but I'm a Yankee fan."
I appreciate that. I understand that. I'll believe it when he has the guts to turn down $700 million. Because money does...
Listen.
Money. No, seriously, money talks. And by the way...
What did Yamamoto do?
The Bronx is 15 minutes from
Queens. Shohei Ohtani didn't even entertain it. Right? He didn't even conversation.
Well, they colluded to go to the same team. That's clear.
I knew they were colluding.
Yeah, that's clear.
I was the one on the fan telling you it's Yamamoto. It's not Yamasoto offseason. It's Yamamoto. And people are looking at me like, no, Keith, don't say that. Don't you want him to come to the Yanks? I'm like, did you watch the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah.
They're best friends. They didn't lose a game in the WBC.
And by the
way, coming to do the same thing over there in L.A. for the Dodgers.
And by the way, of course you wanted to... Yamamoto to come to the Yankees.
Of course.
I wanted him to come to the Mets.
Look what our pitching staff would be right now.
I wanted him on the Mets. I don't care, but it was clear that wasn't going to it's clear that wasn't going to happen. I just think the point is I think Mets fans should prepare that clearly they're going into next they're not extending Alonso. There's a chance they trade him at the deadline if they fall out of it because they have to move him because you have to get assets for him. You can't let that guy walk for nothing. So they have to move him. If they're not in it at the deadline. Mets fans need to prepare for that, but also understand that Steve Cohen is going to shell out hundreds of millions of dollars. He already has to try to get this Mets team to the next level.
And guys are consistently laughing at you and turning down the money. They don't want to play for the Mets. They don't care if you have a billion, 13 billion, however much. It doesn't matter about a salary cap. It doesn't matter. They don't want to be Mets. And I'm not saying that to be an a-hole. I'm not saying that to troll.
No.
I know the way
Keith
money
trolls.
Can't
this
buy you
trolls.
Love. Like we keep leaning on. Oh, DeGrom's gonna be here forever. He can pay him. Well, no, the Texas Rangers paid him more, and he left. Pete Alonso, you gotta pay, but he could potentially leave or be traded. To think that Juan Soto is going to live in New York City for the next 7 months. And be with Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole and the rest of the New York Yankees. And if you think the Yankees aren't going to wine and dine his dad every opportunity that they get, show him the secret entrances to everywhere in New York City. If you think they're not going to have him up in East Tremont and Dykeman on the low quietly at night, trust me, I know about the spots that Chapman and Nestor Cortez and these guys go to. If you think Juan Soto's not going to be in these clubs in the Bronx, like, wow. We get secret bottle service in areas. There's unlimited women. And come on, man. It just doesn't make any sense for him to say, okay, I'm going to leave the New York Yankees after this year, after they traded for me, after I got to wear the pinstripes, which is literally a dream. This guy changed his Instagram and his Twitter months ago in December to be like, yo, I'm a Yankee. To think that he's going to go to the other side for more money, I'm not a rich guy. I pray one day I will be. So I can't speak for what it's like to be a millionaire, multimillionaire. But I know this for a fact. These guys make more money than they can spend. There was a question floated out there about, oh, well, if Juan Soto gets paid more money than Aaron Judge, you think that's going to bother Aaron Judge? What? Aaron Judge, they can't spend this money in 10 lifetimes.
That's fine.
So
but
what's the difference between $600 million from the Yankees and $650 million from the Mets?
Ego.
Is that you're a Yankee and not a Met. The
ego.
End. It,
no, it's ego. These guys all have egos right now.
No,
man.
I'm telling
and
you,
by
bro.
The way, and by the way, the Bronx is about a 10-minute car ride with no traffic from Queens. Just saying.
Yeah, and he's not going to want to go over there.
He might.
And
he
play
might
with Mark Vientos and Brett Beatty.
But you realize they're good. The Mets are going to offer him a ton of money, right?
So like the Yankees. What? The Yankees
so
print
has,
money. The
so
Yankees are the richest
the
franchise.
I agree with that, but he has to have the guts to turn it down. And
he will. He'll laugh and turn it down. That's what guys are doing, right? King Cohen. What king? This king cannot just bring you in the guys that you think because of his deep pockets. So much so that he's not even using his money anymore. He's reverse course. He's changed philosophy.
Well, they have the second highest payroll in the league right now. So
That's a technicality, bro. For me to listen to this radio station every day and hear the same thing was floated out 3 years ago about, oh, well, we're going to be the highest bidder for Judge. We're going to have Judge play for the Mets. Oh, well, wait till we get Ohtani. Oh, Yamamoto? No way we don't get Yamamoto. These guys don't want to be Mets. And as of right now, David Stearns is running the Mets with a smirk on and a grin about taking a step back and not caring. Does Juan Soto want to win? Yes, he loves baseball. Yamamoto talked about, I wanted to be somewhere I was sure I was going to win. The Yankees missed the postseason. The Mets missed the postseason. The Dodgers go to the postseason every year and fail, but he knew he was going to be on a contender with Shohei Ohtani. They could have offered him $500 million to come to Queens. Steve Cohen went to Japan, took his whole family out to a French cuisine, wine and dine. Said, come over here, come to our estate. Well, I'll let you in my house where me and my family live. And he laughed and said, I'm going to be a Dodger. I'm just trying to run the price up. You guys are fooling yourselves. I think it's a comeback to reality moment this season. You punched above your weight class for a couple years. You won 101 games, but ultimately, what did you win? And last year, when expectations were high and you were still going out there to sign Justin Verlander, what happened? You failed again. So now the owner is like, okay, I wasn't doing this right. I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie owner. And maybe I am too much of a fan. He gave you quotes like, 14% odds are crummy odds to make the playoffs. Punt. Kicked a Thomas Morstead punt 5 days before the trade deadline. Waved the white flag. D-Rob was a very important trade chip. Traded him away for 17 and 18-year-old kids. And then went on to get rid of everybody. Eduardo Escobar was already gone. Mark Canna, see you later. Tommy Pham, bye. Scherzer, I will literally send you to the World Series champions after you went and told Ken Rosenthal that you want to be in the running to win a World Series. I will grant you your wish, sir. Verlander, we know you didn't sell your house in Houston. We'll send you right back there to them. So now the focus became on the return that you got, Gilbert and I don't even know some of these kids, Luis Angel, like whatever. But those guys have to turn into professional players over the next 2, 3, 4 years. Your owner with the richest, like the richest owner in the sport, just stop saying it. It doesn't matter anymore. Now he's falling back to say, I didn't know how to do this. I thought Billy Epler and I could come in and put a 5-year window on winning a championship and buy our way there. You all called him the new George Steinbrenner. You all looked at the Mets win 101 games and said that they are the new gold standard of baseball. And he made a ton of mistakes, like trying to swoop in and sign Carlos Correa in the middle of the night. And I remember getting on the fan and saying, I don't like that. Aaron Judge's day. Aaron Judge gets named the 16th captain. And there's this cloud floating over Yankee Stadium that, oh, Steve Cohen, big bad Steve Cohen signed Carlos Correa. He's going to come here and Lindor and Correa are going to be the new A-Rod and Jeter. Speaking of A-Rod, did you guys see A-Rod's tan? We had a whole A-Rod day here. Last Friday, we had a whole A-Rod day, and A-Rod was on vacation, and he called in, and he talked to the afternoon guys. He just popped up last night, and I don't know what he was doing. They're calling him the reverse Sammy Sosa. He looks black. He doesn't even look black. He looks like a Marvel Comics guy. He looks like the what's the guy with the red face from Marvel Comics? There's a few of them. He looks like something out of a movie. He's burnt to a crisp. Anyway, they said Carlos Correa and Francisco Lindor would form the new A-Rod and Jeter across town. What happened to that? Just stop it already, please. I'm tired of hearing it. It doesn't make any sense to think that Juan Soto is going to play one season with Aaron Judge, with Gerrit Cole, with the New York Yankees, where his dad is going to be in Legends whenever he wants, where he's going to get to learn the city and see the city as a Yankee. And then when that season ends, the Yankees aren't going to ante up. The Yankees aren't going to put their money into the middle of the table. And if Steve Cohen can outbid them by $50 million, even $100 million, it's not going to be enough for this young man to say, yeah, I'll go over there for the rest of my career.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Lose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Mix makes the catch for the touchdown. He went up with the big hands and caught another Hail Mary on the final play of the half.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. Saturday show. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM 1 to 5 p.m. 90 minutes in, I'm watching the Devils now. I had to turn that Mets game off. I know I told you to turn it on because, like, baseball's back. Yeah, let's watch some baseball. No, you don't really want to waste your time watching that spring training game, the first one. I mean, the Yankees are up right now 8-2, and we can't watch the game. But the Mets are now down 8-0. And I did see Mark Vientos just get his first hit of the spring. He blooped one in. Jordan Walker could not see it in the sun, and that one dropped in. So good for not Brett Beatty. They're the same guy. Mark Vientos getting his first knock of the spring. You're going to need that guy to have more where that comes from. Oh, okay, that led to, as I turned away, I'm watching the Devils game. That knock led to the Mets getting on the board in the fourth inning. After giving up four runs in the fourth inning, they're able to scratch a run across. It is now 8-1. If you're watching that game, I mean, it doesn't really matter, man. It's spring training. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, the conversation we were having, sorry for yelling, is about Juan Soto and him taking the most money next year. I don't see it, man. Just look at the trend in Major League Baseball. Guys are turning down offers. Guys are willing to wait it out. And, man, for the most part, it's where guys want to be. Look at Yamamoto. Yamamoto wanted to be somewhere, and he played everybody to get the highest offer he could. And even his boy Shohei Ohtani assisted with the deferred money in his contract to make that happen. Guys want to win. So you think this year you can cut back on the spending, Mets fans. You think this year you can take a step back and then next year go all in, and Juan Soto's going to be like, yeah, this is where I want to spend the rest of my career, sure. Pete Alonso is out the door. I just don't, that doesn't make any sense. And to keep leaning on your owner's money as if you can spend it for him. No, he's not even spending it the way he was. It used to be, oh, the Steve Cohen tax, to hell with that tax. Now it's like, actually, let's change how we're doing things a bit here. 877-337-6666. Michael is in Stony Brook. Michael, you're on the Fan.
What's up, sir? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was calling about Met fans, but the Severino contract is mind-boggling. I don't think he gets more than a spring training invite. I mean, he was awful last year.
They jumped to give him 1 year, $13 million.
It's very strange. I don't know what they were thinking. But Met fans, the way they're behaving, you know, this guy towards Cohen anyway. He spent $330 last year, $250 the year before. They didn't exactly kill it on attendance, and giving Alonso $40 million now, it's going to cost him $50-$55 with the tax. What's wrong with waiting until the end of the year and then giving it to him
I likened it to, you know, your personal finances. You do your taxes. It's tax season. You might be like, hey, I spent too much this year. I'm going to owe this year. Like, we got to take this 1 year to take a step back, reassess, see if we can hit on some things, maybe get a raise and then push forward. I just think this is a year. It's the first year of David Stearns. It's a reset year. They need some money to come off the books with guys they sent away last year, and then they'll be right back into it. And at least you have the owner that can spend when the player wants to join the club and when it fits a need.
It's a really smart strategy, but it's the Mets, so...
Yeah, but it's hard. I get it. You were promised a championship in 5 years. You had a 101-win season 2 years ago. You do have guys on this team that did cash out, like Lindor, like Nimmo, like Marte, like McNeil got his little deal. Like, you got guys that got paid and are supposed to be in the prime of their career, so a lot of Mets fans are saying, what's the plan here? You got to wait and see. It's always wait and see for the Met fan, though. It's always, we got to take a step back. Why? Like, because now you have a new president of baseball operations that's leading the way. Steve Cohen tried to come in his way with the money and a new owner and you know, quick, fast, in a hurry, microwaved this thing, and it blew up in his face.
You're 100% right, man. And thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thanks for the call, Michael. 877-337-6666. Ricky is in Far Rockaway on the Fan in New York.
Hey, I hope you're right about Soto and the Yankees retaining him, except for the part about the bottle service. I don't want him hanging out in clubs.
He's going to be. He's 25 years old. When these guys...
You're right, man.
I hate to say it on the radio, but I know some things, and I know where these guys go. Like, Chapman was in the club the night before he pitched, the night that he pitched. Chapman was in the club every night.
Yeah, well, they always figure they can do it. They can get it together for one day. You know, I wanted to. How far back does your music, spectrum go?
I had a couple cassette tapes in the 90s. I started picking up $1.
Yeah, because you were talking about what's going on in the clubs, and there's an 80s jam. It's called Beat Bop by Ramel Z and K Rob. So the instrumental version, it's a great jam to play for like a DJ in and out for a radio.
I got it on YouTube. I will. It's 2001. I'm not familiar with it, but I'll listen to it during the break.
Yeah, the instrumental version is the one that DJs used to use a lot. I was going to clubs in the 80s. That's why I mentioned it.
Oh, it was produced by Jean-Michel Basquiat?
Say that name again?
Basquiat. I'm reading the Wikipedia. Beat Bop is a American hip-hop song. It was produced and arranged by Jean-Michel.
Right.
Jean-Michel Basquiat, yeah, from Brooklyn.
Right, yeah. The instrumental version, when you get a chance, check it out. I mean, the rap version's good, too, but the instrumental version really fits in. I wanted to talk about Andy Pettit and the Hall of Fame, but, you know, you got to me. You had to mention Cashman. You threw out this negotiation prior to 2022, I guess it was. They negotiated with Judge. Cashman thought he was smarter than the other guy's team. He wasn't, and he always thinks he knows more. He waited for the day before the end of the trading, the negotiating window. Dude, it wasn't $240 million. It was $213.5. That's a big difference.
I always have $237.5 in my head because I think they tried to measure up with what Mookie Betts got, and they tried
Well, 213.5 was 6 years, so it was almost 36 a year. And that was the only offer they made. And he wound up costing Steinbrenner at least another extra $100 million. Like you were saying, they could have gotten it on them for, I bet, for $280 or something, maybe even a little less, but $213.5, not $240. Now, and Chevy was a beast. That was a long time ago. He's a Mets headache, and the Mets headaches includes that one-legged tap dancer in center field. They can have him. But as far as Andy in the Hall of Fame, you know, people talk about
that was a good joke, Paulie. He didn't even have to say the guy's name, but that was a good one. Paulie looked at me with
well,
the side
everyone
eye.
Knows who it is. Everyone knows who it is. But the Hall of Fame, you know, people say Clemens, you know, drug rumors or whatever. Clemens, Bonds, A-Rod, Manny Ramirez. I think they all belong in the Hall of Fame. But why doesn't Pettitte get more play? He won 253 games, more than 100 games from over 500 for his career.
Why doesn't he get more play with who? He's in the Yankees camp. The Yankees employ him. He's down there.
He got like 15%. He got like 15%.
You're talking about in the Hall of Fame?
Last time.
They're not going
to
put in.
Hall of Famer?
I do. And I mean, part of the reason I'm a Yankee fan, like, Andy's got too many. Like, I love Andy Pettitte. How could you not? Like, the thing is,
Andy
they're
Pettitte.
Not, the Baseball Writers of America, we just heard John Harper on like 2 hours ago. They are not caving on that group, that era. Those guys will literally never get in because these guys are going to live long enough for their window to expire.
You know, Andy Pettitte pitched the greatest baseball game ever, in my opinion, the 96 World Series when he beat Smoltz 1-0. But because of analytics, you'll never see that again because they ruined starting pitching.
He's got love and respect in Tampa with the Yankees and the Yankee fans. He's got love and respect in the Bronx when he comes through. Thanks for the call, Ricky. 877-337-6666. So I said this to BT. I remember driving to the stadium for opening day 2022. Tiki and Tierney were going live from the Hard Rock, and I turn on the fan, and I'm listening to the fan the whole time, but I guess the fan comes back from break, and I hear Aaron Judge's voice. And I'm like, why the hell is Judge on? I'm like, we're about an hour away. I'm parking my car. We're about an hour away from first pitch or warm-ups or whatever. I'm like, why is Judge speaking? I remember specifically hearing Marley Rivera and some other reporters. Cashman threw him under the bus. They basically gave the media the information about the contract they offered him, and since he didn't accept it, they threw him to the reporters. And I'm like, this is just terrible. Like, this is how you're going to do business. And I said to BT, I remember that kind of souring opening day and whatever. The Yankees ended up going on to win, and we forgot about it. And then obviously Judge went on to win MVP and everything else. But I look at Cashman, and I'm like, bro, why are you like this to our favorite Yankees? I said on the show Thursday, he did it to three guys that are in my all-time favorite Yankees. Bernie Williams, who was my first Yankee that I looked at and saw a guy that kind of looked like me and wanted to play center field and wanted to play baseball and wanted to put on a Yankee hat. I was Bernie Williams for Halloween back-to-back years between 97 and 98. Derek Jeter, when Bernie left, it was, of course, Derek Jeter. How many rings? How many clutch moments? And then ultimately Aaron Judge, who came out of nowhere, right, at the end of that era, you know, he was around Jeter, he was around A-Rod and those guys when he first got drafted, I think in 2014, and then he became the new face of the franchise, rookie of the year, a guy that you're like, yo, you got to sign. Cashman played with all of them in their contract negotiations as if they're not the most beloved Yankees. He treated them all as just assets. As guys on paper,
he treats it like he runs it like a business, and that has its positives and negatives. For the record, and he's
lost on those.
But he's won on
not,
a few.
Yeah, not on not on all of them, but on those three guys in particular, you ended up paying him anyway.
It was a bad bet from him, but he was looking at it from a business perspective, which is all you can do. And by the way, good news for you, Spencer Jones, first at bat in the spring,
homer,
470 feet.
Bro,
now the wind's blowing out.
He started today. Let's go. And we came and watched the game.
And honestly, makes even more sense now. The Yankees don't need to pay Juan Soto.
Oh, here we go with you spinning this for Juan Soto.
They don't need to pay Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah, they don't need Juan Soto. Spencer Jones can play left field, Dominguez in center, Judge in right.
Sure. Jones for Alonso?
No, dude. And have you heard me talk? I'm telling you, I'm wearing my all-star pin. When I first arrived in Seattle, getting off the plane, getting to the hotel, and getting to T-Mobile ballpark, it was the Futures game that day. And the only Yankee in the Futures game that I at least remember was Spencer Jones. And I saw his kid hit, and I saw his kid standing next to Dave Winfield. And I'm like, that's the kid from Vanderbilt? I'm like, he's a left-handed Aaron Judge. They are going to put him by Judge. They are going to put him in the same mold, whatever they did with Judge. They are going to mold him in the same way. And his first spring training at bat, he goes deep. How far?
470.
Yeah.
Now the wind is blowing out, Boland Center, but still, 470 is 470, no matter, I don't care how much the
wind is blowing out. So, in theory, it is insurance in case Juan Soto leaves and goes to the Phillies.
Absolutely.
But you can never have too many guys, especially with the Yankees and how they get hurt.
And listen, with Giancarlo Stanton, now he doesn't play too much outfield anymore.
Stanton does not matter anymore. They're prepared this year for him to sit on the bench.
Aaron Judge. Injury history.
And
he has
Aaron
one.
Judge, and that's a perfect place for me to jump in with the article that I found. So with Aaron Judge, right, you ended up costing yourselves, let's say, $130 million, because I have an article from Marley Rivera on April 8th. New York Yankees offered Aaron Judge $230 million contract. GM Brian Cashman says, this is from 2022. This was at 11:11, ones on the clock that morning, and I believe that was opening day that year. So it was 230, and the caller was right who said 213.5. General Manager Brian Cashman said the team offered a seven-year, $213.5 million extension paired with the $17 million it offered in arbitration, which would have made the entire package 230. I said, for some reason, I thought I had 237.5 in my mind. That's just a little of my own dyslexia. My wife says I have. And numbers just being similar. Really, what it was the $230 million that it actually was. That $17 million, it was plus the $213.5. They offered Judge $230 million. And I think they got that number based off the Mookie Betts contract. But Judge wanted to be a $13 million or a $300 million man in Major League Baseball. And obviously, he should be. But I'm saying that to say this. You said go out and prove it. He beyond proved it. He now owns the American League home run record. Some people think he has the home run record in all of baseball because they don't look at Barry Bonds as legitimate. He also now has an MVP. And that season, he stayed healthy for every single game. So much so that I got on this radio station and said, don't we want to win in October? He got to 61. He's struggling now. He's pressing now. Shut him down. He tied the record. So that he'll always be in history as tying the record. They kept him out there, and he probably wanted to be out there to own the record. He gets the record. But I'm like, he is not going to be prepared to carry this team the way he did all season in October. There's no chance they win it. And what did he do in October, which people still hold against him? Fast forward the next season to June. From October 2022 to June 2023, he runs into a wall, a block of cement, Dodger Stadium. I hate the Dodgers. I used to love the Dodgers. I had respect for the Dodgers coming out of Brooklyn, Jackie Robinson, all that. And I love going to Chavez Ravine. I think Dodger Stadium is one of the best that we have. I've been to Dodger Stadium 10 times, but I'm mad at the Dodgers because that shouldn't have ever been a thing. It shouldn't have ever been a possibility for anyone to run into that wall and get hurt like that. But of course, it's Aaron Judge, the year that you pay him $360 million. And I've also been on record saying this. Wait till we get to July and Judge has been playing center field and maybe Dominguez isn't back and he's hitting triples or he's hitting doubles and he's legging out a double and he's running in the outfield. And then all of a sudden they have to give him an extra rest day because his toe is sore. From turf toe to hammer toe to now a broken toe that Judge had where he had to wear a special cleat and like, him himself, they asked him last week about it. He said it's going to take constant management, that they're going to have to treat this thing. Just wait on it. Just wait on it. Judge, sooner rather than later, with that nine-year contract, is not going to be able to play the outfield and run around every day. He's on the other side of 30. Judge is going to turn into a guy that's going to need to DH. And you're going to sign Juan Soto at 25 because he'll be healthy to run and bring that left-handed bat. And Spencer Jones being there healthy to run with that left-handed bat helps too. And Jason Dominguez, you need more than three outfielders. And Judge is going to be a guy that they're going to have to protect to get the value out of him that basically Cashman fumbled the bag with. I think you could have saved yourself $60 million. If you would have gave him $300 million, I don't think he walks away from that.
No, I think he's happy. You shut up your star player.
And maybe he doesn't get the MVP, and maybe he doesn't get the home run record. But so what? Ultimately, the Yankees didn't win anything. They got swept out of ALCS that year.
Now, listen, if he turns down $300 million, let's say, and he bets on himself and he wins and that leaks out, he got an extra $60 million, whatever. But I do think it's interesting that the Yankees are incredibly deep in the prospect pool, specifically outfielders. And you wonder, and this is not a troll job, you just wonder, does that play into the Brian Cashman like mindset and the Yankee mindset of, should we allocate funds to a position that we need, that we're weak in?
No, stop. Alex Verdugo's out of here too. That's a left-handed left fielder that's on a one-year deal that nobody talks about.
Sure.
So when he leaves, boom, there's Spencer Jones. Let's take a call. John is in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, John? Tell us something. You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. I think we're all looking forward to the warmth of baseball, but the main event today is the Flyers-Rangers game. And after coming off that huge comeback win in front of 80,000 people, and I was at the Rock in Newark for that beatdown, it was glorious. The Rangers are a special team this year, and, you know, they're in a situation now where they can basically, you know, you could look at the wild card teams and start to do some, you know, scouting, because this team is...
Start planning for the parade, John. Where are you going to be drinking and partying for the parade?
Oh, man, Canyon Sierra. I was there in 94. I remember it well.
30 years. Thanks for the call, John. So we're about 10 minutes away from the Rangers game getting started. Don't believe the hype. That's all I'm going to tell you. This is the hype capital. It doesn't work out for us. As soon as you start touching the money around here, as soon as you start making your plans, you're planning the parade. Oh, 30 years ago, this is what. Yeah, be careful with that. I caution you. I said I didn't go to that Devils game. I could have easily been in there. But I took a nap, and when I woke up from that nap, I woke up more tired than I was. And I was like, I don't have the energy to go there and fight these Rangers fans. And as I'm watching that game, and what was it, 4-0 by the second period, before we even got, I'm like, I made the right decision. 0-0 over there in Newark. I guess the Devils are still licking their wounds and coming back from getting absolutely beat up and bullied by the Rangers a few nights ago. It's scoreless after one period in Newark. But yeah, you Rangers fans, get the win tonight. The Flyers are nothing to really worry about. Get to 10 wins and tell everybody that you're winning the Stanley Cup and start making your plans for the Stanley Cup playoffs and the parade and start touching the money. Go for it. Literally go for it. Do all of that. And then when, I don't know, they get knocked out by the Hurricanes or they get knocked out by the Capitals or whoever ends up in there, then we'll be on the Fan talking about Peter Laviolette or, oh, Shesterkin. What happened to Shesterkin tonight, man? I'm going to be like, yo, back in late February, a week after the stadium series, after you beat the Devils, you beat the Flyers, we had callers, we had hosts touching the money, talking about winning the Stanley Cup, and it doesn't ever work out that way.
It's hope, though, right? It's that.
No, it's more than hope.
It's riding that wave of up and down.
It's because, not hope.
For example,
the Mets fans have hope that they'll have a winning record this year. Rangers fans right now are starting to get insufferable. They're starting to get to the point where it's like, look at your own history. Look at what you've done just last year.
Right.
And slow down
smart
a little
Ranger
bit.
Smart Ranger fans and smart hockey fans realize how tough it is to win a Stanley
there you go,
Cup.
Which
they
are.
They realize how tough it is. But also, if I would compare it to another sport, and another team, a realistic chance of winning a championship, the Yankees. They don't have a realistic shot of winning a championship.
The Yankees haven't played a single game yet. We don't know what they're going to be this year.
They're real. They have a, on paper, I know it's on paper, they have as good a chance as
compare
anyone.
To look the at Dallas the, Cowboys.
Look at
Dallas the, Cowboys were a number 2 seed, had a soft landing spot. Oh, they're going to play the youngest team in NFL playoff history. The Packers, they're easily going to make a run.
But
it's
look
all
at the
about
Vegas
them.
Odds, though, on the Yankees. The Vegas odds, and I know it's the Yankee name, I understand.
It's every year.
I know,
the Yankees are picked to win the American League every year. I've been doing this for not as long as everyone else, but I've been doing this for a long enough time to know that the Yankees, just the brand, just the Yankees for clicks. Vegas, yeah, because everybody's going to put a bet on the Yankees. They got Juan Soto now? Yeah. Let's get through spring training. Let's see how the arms hold up. Rodon's throwing tomorrow. Let's see what he looks like.
What's your
over under for wins?
No. What's your? It's early. Spring. Today's the first spring training game.
I am cautious.
What is your?
I have been hurt too much, man. I have seen it. I've seen the hype train. I've seen them sign free agents.
What would you be happy with?
What would I be happy
with?
I said it. Be competitive.
Okay.
Get back to looking like the Yankees.
Okay.
Get back to not having bums like the Washington Nationals come into the Bronx and be showboating and beating you in a series.
So it's not necessarily World Series or bust for you.
No, because it's hard to win the World Series.
Okay. See, and
in
again,
15 years.
You're a smart Yankee
fan. I was
20
years old when they last won.
Because
freshly 21.
You realize how tough it is to make it through 160 games with everyone healthy. Because, again, if Cole goes through what Senga went through, if Judge hits his foot on a wall again.
I can only go off of their recent history, which is what I'm telling the Rangers fans to do. Go off the recent history of the guys that you watch skate every night. Have they folded? Have they collapsed? Then I caution you. Don't believe the hype. And don't start writing checks that they can't cash. Take it day by day, week by week, month by month. We'll get there. Go on the magic carpet ride with them. But don't try and steer the ship. Don't try and say, oh, well, destination Stanley Cup Finals. Here we come. See you at the parade. Because you're going to be crushed when they're a first round, second round exit. Or if they actually get to the Stanley Cup like they did in what, 2015 against the Kings? 2014? 13? I don't even know. I remember I was working at MTV. They had the whole Rangers Town set up in Bryant Park. Fans going out there to watch. It was so much hype. And then you came up a little bit short. Learn from your own history.
Yeah, it was 2014. And what goalie beat them? John Quick.
Good to have him now. He's 10 years older. But yeah, you told me when I first came in here, it's all about the goalie standing on their head. If your goalie doesn't have a good performance in the playoffs, that could be it for you. A team could get hot. So, yeah, I get it. Rangers fans, be excited. I think you go to 10 wins. The game's about to start. We'll get eyes on it in here. But just slow your roll. This microphone is powerful. This radio station is powerful. You call up touching the money, we'll all remember it. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.